Okay, let me tell you, not everybody ever reaches acceptance.
Yeah.
Many, many years ago, there was a woman called Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who is like the guru of hospice care. She set out stages that people went through, either in being given a life-threatening illness diagnosis or going through bereavement. It was denial, anger, bargaining. I can't even remember the order because they don't happen in that order anymore. But the last final beautiful stage is supposed to be acceptance. That doesn't happen always. People essentially, I find, go out of this life the way they live their lives. So if they were a fighter and feisty, that's how they'll end their life. But you know, for some people, of course, they do come to a certain calmness and a certain reconciliation to the fact that their life has come to an end. And that's why it's so good to have Ireland in there, because the emotional issues, the psychological issues, can be dealt with. The positive about dying of an illness is you've got time to prepare your family and yourself. You've got time to deal with all that unfinished business that you haven't dealt with. People don't acknowledge the fact that we are all going to die. I mean, all of us have a life-threatening illness, and that is life. But also, there's lots of spiritual questions. All sorts of questions come up. This is a non-denominational, secular, non-sectarian organization. We don't care what people's beliefs are. That's not relevant to us. And it's not relevant to them what we believe. So it's not for us to say, you ought to believe what we believe.